Hello guys, it's gonna sound awkward, sounds like I'm introducing a vlog, but this is my second podcast today, me and Tegan.
I just found some more horror movies.
Okay, me and Tegan, gonna talk about horror movies, because,
the best-selling horror movies.
What's the newest horror movie that's come out?
The newest horror movie?
Isn't it the Pet Sematary 2019 reboot? Isn't it that one? Because if we go on to the what is it now?
2018 horror movie release dates.
Because if we go
on... Curse of
La Llorona. Oh yeah, because La Llorona, that's the newest one.
Yeah,
I know a bit about that one. So have you ever seen Pet Sematary 2019?
No, never yet. Finished the first movie.
Have you seen the older version?
No, I'm not even. I've told you, I've not even finished the first movie. I'm already at the beginning. So.
Oh, have you seen the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No. I've watched it before. That's scary.
I
wonder if any of them have watched it.
It 2019.
Oh, that was scary.
That was 2017. It 2019. It Chapter 2. Chapter 2 is coming out this year.
Woo! I get to watch another horror movie together in daylight time, so.
Yeah, well, you know.
Oops, nothing. I don't know the best-selling horror movie. The Blair Witch Project. What? The best-selling horror movie.
What? Well, you know, have you ever seen The Blair Witch Project?
No.
Have you ever heard about The Blair Witch Project? You know that it's like on a
Witchcraft.
Camera. Yeah. Well, what's your favourite horror movie?
What is it? Isn't...
Have you ever seen the Alien movies?
No.
Seriously?
I'm going to check on Sky Go, see if I can find this, because I really want to watch it.
What?
Freak Show.
Freak Show? I've never heard of that one.
It's an American movie, American Freak Show. One of my favourite music artists is in there.
Personally, I would think my favourite horror movie, personally, would be... What's it called now? The Texas Chainsaw Massacre 1. Because it was made 1997-ish, I think. And I think, like... No. My favourite horror movie is... Well, my favourite horror... My first favourite horror movie franchise would be Saw. Then my second favourite would be Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Because there's a lot of gore in both of them. And that kind of... If you watch... Have you ever watched...
H.S. Freak Show. I'm not lying.
Have you ever watched the... What's it called now? I'm trying to think. Oh, have you ever watched the YouTube channel Deadmate?
No.
So, basically, it's a channel that does kill counts.
Ooh.
They count the kills in horror movies. What? Have you ever seen any, like, anime before? By the way, guys, go check out my Snapchat. It's,
what's... Don't go with your Snapchat. That's why you have to set you up. Uh-huh.
It's Death Eater YT, I believe. Let me check. No, it's Death Eater or Death Eater YT. No caps. Anyway, back to what we're talking about. Horror movies.
Yes.
What is your favourite but oldest horror movie? What's like the first horror movie you ever watched?
The first movie I've ever watched?
Yes.
I'm going to have to ask my mum for that. Oh, yeah, someone else, I don't know.
What's the oldest horror movie?
I think it would have to be. Because the only horror movies I have.
What's the oldest horror movie you can remember that you watched?
It. That's the only one I remember.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
And I watched it, so It, The Quiet Place, and Pet Sematary.
We have It Chapter 2 obviously coming.
Horror Story. Horror. The Dark Web. Oh, I've seen about the Dark Web.
Have you seen Dark Web or
I'm watching it now.
You ever seen Dark Web or Dark Web Unfriended?
Spying children horror starring Colleen Wood as a teenager who makes a series of disorienting discoveries with her boots up and secondhand laptop.
I know that. He gets a laptop from a lost and found, isn't actually his. And there's a bunch of hackers on it. And then they in the theatrical releases and the Blu-rays, a couple different endings. He's with a girl who's deaf. And then he can't sign language correctly. And then in one of the endings, he goes out to a forest. He's pushed into a coffin. And then he's buried alive, yeah. But then his girlfriend, yeah, he stands right on top of her. And then when they're video chatting, he tries to, sign or something, but the hackers blur him out. So his girlfriend stood on top of the coffin that he's in. And that's the scariest one. Louis. There's obviously one where he lives. There's one where...
I don't care, Louis. Yeah. I found a horror movie called Slender Man.
Oh.
I'm not kidding, look.
The 28 Slender Man. The 2018 Slender Man. Yeah.
When
I've seen that.
Come to the horror fight. Yeah, and actually these three girls, this one girl was stabbed nearly to death by her two best friends.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that news.
No, it's not. It's on the news.
Yeah, I've seen the news article. The thing is that apparently it's...
I'm downloading it.
Apparently it's really bad, according to people. I don't know. Maybe because there's not that much actual...
That the creepy legend, Slender Man, maybe it's all too real. After they tried to summon him, and one of them vanishes. Ooh, that's creepy. Funny friend is vanished out of nowhere. Then you know Slender Man's real.
Yeah.
Then we've got The Quiet Place.
Honest,
I'm just saying all the ones that I would think that would be good.
A Quiet Place.
I'm going to look for a group of...
Prometheus.
Beneath Us.
Oh.
A group of uncommoned workers are lured into a wealthy woman's home with their promise of work. Only to discover the terrifying fate she has in store for them. Which means they're probably going to get
good horror movie. A good horror movie.
The
Autopsy of Jane Doe.
Ooh.
It's where... Do you know what an autopsy is?
No.
It's where a dead person...
Oh, yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah. It's where they cut them open and then they find out the cause of death.
Yeah.
And then there's these creepy...
Happy Death Day.
Happy Death Day.
Yeah.
Personally to me, Happy Death Day, I wouldn't say Happy Death Day is a horror movie per se. I would say.
No, it's like these girls and just trying to find a way to stop the killer. They've also come out with Happy Death Day 2.
Yeah, 2 you. It's it's a horror. It's kind of technically a horror version. It's a horror version of it's a horror version of Groundhog Day.
Yeah. What do you mean
Groundhog Day, or whatever it's called, is where they relive the same day over and over again. Yeah? And then Happy Death Day is pretty much that premise.
Except
for the day to restart.
She has to be killed.
Yeah. And then it depends because you have to be killed to reset the day. But the story of it is you have to she has to find out who the killer was, then kill the killer before she could kill her, then go to sleep. And the funniest part at the end was her, but I think boyfriend at the time, or new boyfriend, was pretended that it was the exact same day, even though it was the day after. And then, Happy Death Day to You is where... These nerds, they find out a weird way, and then like this entire thing blows up, and it makes the exact same thing happen again. It's 1 year later than the thing, but then the thing is like, what it does is that it makes her birthday 1 year later restart over and over again. And then I find it so funny.
And just when she thinks it's over, it comes back again.
Yeah. And then the funny thing, like, take Truth or Dare. The Truth or Dare horror movie.
That's the game where someone turns deadly. Like, they play Truth or Dare. When you refuse to play, you end up dying.
Yeah, it's because the way is like, so pretty much, I can understand the story of how it works. Pretty much a place where you play Truth or Dare, and then when you leave, these weird supernatural things happen to you, which isn't happening to everybody else, and it says Truth or Dare. If you pick Dare, don't do the Dare, you die. You pick Truth, you don't answer truthfully, you die. But there's a way... No, like, dares. The dares can go from, like, I can't remember now. But
cutting your arm off or something.
Killing your friend. Shooting your friend. The dare will shoot your friend. And then it's like,
please don't do it.
If you survive, if you carry on doing a game of Truth or Dare, and then, like, get new players, you have to play along, I think.
What about if you get to the point where all the people that will be playing Truth or Dare are gone and you're just the only one left?
I think it still carries on for you.
Dang it! I would hate to be that person in Truth or Dare.
Yeah,
I think it would be fun to, like, actually, like be inside the movie as well. Like you would just, like, the one that, like, inside the movie filming as well.
Have you seen the It Chapter 2 trailer?
No, I haven't actually.
Why?
I've seen Stranger Things 2 trailer.
Strange Things.
I've seen Strange Things, I don't know
what's that. Strange Things is a series, that movie.
I don't know, I thought it was
a series. Oh, have you seen the Series 3 trailer?
No.
Because It Chapter 2 is set in the, when they're adults.
Oh, Stranger Things 3! Yeah, because people make theories that Billy, you know, when he's older, because they make a theory that Billy was in Stranger Things 3 series, don't they? Like, some of them make theories that Billy was in, that Billy was an adult in one of in the series.
Have you seen either the anime or the movie of, Death Note?
No.
Search it up on Skygo, I think it's there. Because then, there's this book called The Death Note. You write anybody's name in it.
And they die.
And then you choose the way they die. And then you write the way they die. Then they die. And then...
I always love that book.
There's a,
I would just choose who would die.
There's a god protector thingy of
it. You mean the life book?
No. No, but there's a protector, like, guardian of the book. His name... Well, its name is Ryuk. And, he's kind of like a demon. And then there's this character called L or 11. Something like that. He's like a spy, kind of. But I think he was like, he could be left in a room in days with nothing to do, I think. Then I think it kind of just drove him to, he was brainwashed. And then I forgot the main character's name who actually gets the book. But his name is, I forgot his name, but his girlfriend goes absolutely mad for the book. Then they make a persona called, hey Google, what was the Death Note's persona in the Death Note movie?
Wow, Google, you're useless.
Let me Google it.
Podcasting, you forget that.
Let me search this now.
Did you forget you were still podcasting?
No.
Okay, good. But like, if you did, that would be stupid.
What is the name of the death note? Yeah, there's a Death Note movie and a Death Note anime. Light Yagami, that's his name.
And the anime.
Yeah. And well, there's a Death Note too.
What? I didn't read that.
Apparently, in 2016. This was made in 2016. The Death Note 2, the last name. It's called. Maybe that's a fan trailer. Yeah. His name is L. Yeah, L, not E-L. The name L.
What colour fucking hair do you have? Okay.
What was Light Gummy's persona? What is L's real name?
Something that we did not need to search.
The name of the demon, yep. I thought it was Ryuk. What happens to Light in the Death Note? Kira! Oh, that's his name! That's the persona's name! Kira! I think. Or maybe that's his girlfriend's name. I can't remember. What horror movies have you watched? I would personally recommend Alien, because it's what time do you have to be on, Maxwell?
No.
Okay, so it's like Alien is sci-fi horror. Sci-fi horror.
There's that blue pen over there.
There's four Alien movies. There's six. Five Alien movies. One is a prequel. It's pretty much where Alien Covenant is a sequel to Prometheus, which is a prequel of the Alien trilogy. Quadrilogy, even. And, it's pretty much where there's these egg sack things, and then out of the egg sacks come face huggers, which attach to your face, yeah, and shove like an egg down your throat, and comes into like your stomach thing, yeah, and that's called a chest burster, and you'll see why later, because if you try to take the face hugger off, it will like tighten its grip around the person who's being face hugged's neck. It was a sign of get off me. So acid blood, that's the thing that face huggers have. And then like for the face huggers are they'll let go eventually and find a spot to die, because they have no reason to live. And then like, so the chest burster, pretty much, you see where my stomach like is, it'll go thunk against it and thunk, and then it'll come straight out, and then it'll like scurry away, and then after a couple hours you'll get a full grown, and this is the name of the aliens, xenomorph, and then there's queen xenomorphs, which lay the eggs every couple seconds, and then like, it's just weird, because there's Alien 2, Alien 3, Alien Resurrection, Prometheus, Alien, Covenant, kind of the scariest, kind of the goriest, if I had to say so myself.
You're really saying that to all the people that are watching this podcast.
Yeah, it honestly is the goriest. Anyway, I think that should round out because we've been doing this podcast for 20 minutes. Do you think we should round out? Okay. See you guys. Love you. Bye-bye.